Welcome to Beyond Leading, the podcast that cuts through the noise to get real about leadership, team dynamics, personal growth, and the messy, brilliant reality of work, life, and everything in between. Each episode brings grounded insights, sharp truths, and honest conversations with experienced leaders and coaches as we explore what it really takes to lead well today. We don't deal in one-size-fits-all answers. We spark ideas, offer grounded perspectives, and create space for you to work out what fits your world. So let's get into it. Welcome to this episode of Beyond Leading. Today, Nick Sellers, Tiffany Bernard, and myself, Alec Pearson, are diving into a question that doesn't get talked about nearly enough, yet shapes so many of our decisions. Is patience a barrier to our success? Patience is usually praised as a virtue, a sign of wisdom, maturity, discipline. But there are moments when waiting too long, holding back, or searching for the perfect moment quietly becomes the very thing that stalls our progress. Think about it. How often have you delayed a decision hoping for more clarity, only to watch momentum slip away? Or waited for conditions to feel right, only to realize the opportunity has already moved on? In this conversation, we explore the fine line between patience and procrastination, the role of fear and perfectionism, and why balance matters, knowing when patience supports our goals and when it quietly undermines them. So I would like to start, Tiffany and Nick, with exploring the fine line between patience and procrastination. And I'm thinking here of a leader waiting too long for the perfect moment to implement a new strategy and ends up losing their competitive edge. Tiffany and Nick, what are your thoughts and experiences of this?
Patience is about finding, identifying, moving towards the right moment, I get. But procrastination brings in other things from outside. So I think patience and procrastination can cross over, but I wonder whether or not procrastination really is a different topic. Tiffany, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting because what came up for me, you've got procrastination and then you've got perfectionism as well. And I think perfectionism is something that also influences the other two. But like Nick said, it could be a separate subject. I think patience, for me, patience is more about understanding that if you have a goal, you need to be consistent to achieve the goal. The goal is going to come in the time that it takes for it to arrive. The goal is not necessarily going to arrive in the time you want it to take, if that makes sense. We do tend to be very impatient, especially in January. We've got all these New Year's resolutions. I'm going to get fit next week. People set out, they go to the gym every day for 2 hours, and at the end of the week, they go, well, I can see no difference in my body. I've lost no weight, and this is not working. Well, of course, it's not working. We need to be patient. We need to be consistent. We need to put the time in. So that's where I am on patience.
But that brings in another couple of P's. Patience has to be accompanied by purpose. Mm-hmm. So that has to be an objective. What are we being patient about? Mm-hmm. And the other one is progress. You mentioned going to the gym. Really, really great analogy. And yes, a lot of people do make a New Year's resolution, go to the gym for a week, decide that it's not working, or basically they've taken their body from a state of constant inertia to one of hyperactivity. And at the end of it, they either feel ill, worn out or something, and think, oh, exercise isn't for me. Whereas those who patiently go week by week, upping the ante, increasing the weights, increasing the speed, whatever, they achieve great things over a short period of time.
Yeah. And what came up for me there was, there's a great book called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Okay. And it's all about improving yourself. Basically 1%, 1% consistently, 1% a day, a week, a month, 1%. So if you want to achieve something, it's having the patience to put in the work to improve yourself that much. So let's take exercise. You go, let's do 10 minutes a day and improve on that. Start as that. But it goes for everything. The importance is in the small things that we do, doing them consistently, having the patience and the discipline also to be able to show up every day and take a step forward. So procrastination may come in there because for some people, they know what they should be doing, they know what they want to be doing, but it's maybe too big or too much or too complicated, so they put it off.
It is part of this, because I'm just thinking back to this leader example I gave. The perfect moment to implement a strategy, is part of that even fear? Is part of that not feeling in control, that if you were to do something, you're not sure if it's going to be right or wrong? So as a result, you don't do anything, but you know you want to do something, but you don't do anything because of that fear and control.
But that takes us back to purpose. If we're waiting for the ideal moment to make an announcement, make an acquisition, do a thing, then we're actually allowing outside forces to determine when that moment is going to arrive. As leaders, shouldn't we be creating that moment? Shouldn't we be maneuvering all of the different elements that are needed to align in the right place, so that at the moment that we choose, if we can choose, we make the announcement, make the acquisition, make the change that is actually going to be the direction that we're going in now? Isn't there something about patience in that? It's the patient putting in place of the things.
Yeah, okay, but let me
I
give another...
I feel a disagreement coming.
No, I'm just thinking there's another angle here, because I'm just beginning to wonder, is patience, or this constant patience we might have in getting nothing done, is it because of maybe complacency?
Could be. Well, and therein again lies that kind of patience with the lack of those other P's. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, we can just jog along. We can be comfortable where we are. We can think, I'll change next week, back to the gym analogy. It's New Year's resolution time. I'll start next week. Don't people do that with going to the gym, improving relationships with siblings, losing weight? It's next week I'll start. It's next week. But the time to start actually is probably now. But the way you start might be that you're actually going to plan out what you're going to do, what you're going to do when things don't go so well, how you're actually going to get back on track.
Yeah, you see, patience in this scenario, the leadership scenario that you gave, Alec, patience comes in after the action. So, for example, the time before, that's judgment. Are we doing it? Are we not doing it? Is it the right time? Is it not the right time? If you're not doing it, are you being patient? However, once it's done... So let's say we're going to have an acquisition. You take the decision, you start the process. That's where impatience may start. Is not going quick enough. Is not happening fast enough. Is not going the way we want. So for me, the patience actually kicks in after the action.
Yeah, but the question is, why did you not implement, for example, in this leader, why did you not implement that strategy? Why did you sit and do nothing?
But are you doing nothing?
Well, yeah, because you haven't done anything. So I could argue you haven't done it. So is it fear, or is it complacency, or is it the three P's that Nick has mentioned? You've got to make a decision as a leader to do something, right? Why is it not happening? What is that blocker, right? Are you waiting for the perfect moment? But when is the perfect moment?
I think there's the problem. You're waiting for the perfect moment. Perfection doesn't exist. And so is there an ideal moment? An ideal moment might be a moment where there are fewer resistances around, and so progress is more likely. But that takes thought. It takes that kind of patient waiting, assembling of what's needed. And it requires... planning as well. If we're going to bring another P in, it requires planning as well, because you may well have a vision that you want to grow your business to $1 million, pounds, euros, whatever it is. You might have a vision that you want to have this excellent leadership team in place, but then you've got to go about making that arrive. And that takes patience. It takes persistence.
So are you now saying we need to balance patience? Because I could then think there are people that are trying to go too fast, right? They want everything today, when in fact they're not going to get it till next week. So is patience therefore about balance, but knowing when to be patient and when knowing when not to be patient? So we've got to look at the bigger picture and think, where do I need urgency? Where do I need to stop complacency and make a decision and do something versus actually I'm going to have to be patient because if it's done too quickly, it will go wrong.
Well, and it burns people out, doesn't it? You know, we burn people out. You actually cause destruction, cause chaos by being impatient at an inappropriate moment.
Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those sort of negative influences that are coming in, because you're creating an environment of anxiety and fear, which is creating adrenaline and cortisol in the people who are working for you. So, oh yes, we all work super well under stress and under strain, but in fact, people get burnt out. I'd like to add another P to the mix, if I may.
Wow.
Process. You know, it's a question of understanding the process. So I'm watching Gold Rush at the moment, okay? It's brain dead, mindless. There's one guy in there, drives me mad, okay? His leadership style, and that's why I like it, actually, because we've got very different leadership style. His is barking. He barks at everybody. He's massively impatient, and he's currently dismantling an old style gold dredge. He's breaking it down to transport and rebuild, okay? Now, in my mind, if I was going to do that, A, I'd have somebody who knew what they were doing, and I'd be taking it down systematically, marking it, tagging it, you know, labeling it so that it could be rebuilt, okay? He's not. And because he's impatient, he's literally just shoving bits off the edge. So, of course, when it comes to rebuilding it, they're bent, they're damaged, they're broken. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, it's fundamentally inefficient the way that he's working. Because you're going to spend so much more money in fixing the damage that you've caused due to the impatience. So sometimes it does come down to that very old adage, which is less haste, more speed. Mm. So we have to understand the process. We have to understand we live in the real world, okay? Things take the time that they're going to take. You can get upset about it. You can get irritated by it. It's not going to make it go any faster. When you're stuck in traffic, you're stuck in traffic. And it's understanding that and being able to have the patience to be able to do what needs to be done, okay, comes with purpose. You understand what the purpose is. Being able to influence your team to also be patient and do what needs to be done. What is the next step? We're looking at the end goal, but the steps to take to get there. So for me, process is also important.
Do we then lead that on to thinking about pros and cons? And I'm giving you an example here. If you don't do something, what opportunities might I miss? What risks might come up or might not come up? Something like that. So actually, we need to start thinking about some kind of journaling, pros and cons, but driven by urgency to make a decision either way.
Wow. There's a lot wrapped up in that. I think you're right. In every situation, we have to reflect. And quite often I talk to clients and say, look, when you're facing a decision, take a clean sheet of paper and write down a list of pros and a list of cons and put them to the test, figure them out, think them through. But that whole action of writing things down helps us to process a little bit and identify maybe where priorities lie, maybe where there's some molehills that we're turning into mountains, that kind of thing. But that's one element of a patient approach to something. We can be driven by society's current impatience, like we want everything in 60 seconds, don't we? Mm-hmm. You know, we want a new body in 60 seconds. We want a new weight in 60 seconds. We want a McDonald's meal in 60 seconds. We can go through so many things that we just expect it to be easier than it really is. Mm-hmm. If we want the right outcome, it requires patience and it requires planning and it requires that we take stock along the way. And I think the point of reflection is that we might do it at the beginning before we execute.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have to stop and reflect at every milestone and celebrate the things that we've made a progress with and figure out something that's an obstacle and how we're going to deal with that obstacle so that we can keep our progress generally going in the right direction.
It's very true, because the thing is, when you look at any kind of journey towards a goal, people tend to focus on the goal. Okay, I want to lose 10 kilos. The thing is to get there, there's a lot of steps between where you are today and getting to your goal of losing 10 kilos. And you may take several steps and then something changes in that. So in fact, you're not going to go the same way as you originally thought. You're going to still go in the same direction, but you're going to go a different way around. So it's also having the patience with the process. Again, it's not because you've decided this is the best way of doing it. Maybe it is with the information you've got. But on reflection at every milestone, as you said, Nate, you know, you may realize that, in fact, you could do it that way. However, it's maybe more efficient to do it another way. So I think patience comes in, again, after the fact. Patience is the thing that's going to allow us to stay measured, rather than just like running around like a headless chicken.
Mm. There's one other thing. I'm thinking back to the question that was our reason for meeting today, and that is our patience a barrier to our success? I think we can be too patient. It's possible to be too patient. And I think then, Alec, it draws us back to that point of procrastination that you raised in your introduction, which is incredibly valid. I think it risks seeing the window of opportunity close down, that we may on our journey have a plan to do something. It may be that by not being aware of what goes on around us, that we actually show a different kind of patience, in that it's a kind of an uninformed thing. We lose out on an opportunity. We don't achieve a step of success that might come quite easily for us, because in our patience, we were distracted with something else.
Or actually, the other thing that's just come to mind is it, and again, I see this with a lot of my clients, they don't have trust in themselves, or they don't have trust with others. And just to throw another thing into that, because I'm now thinking this whole thing about holographic thinking, heart, head, and gut. And it's a question I typically ask when a client's trying to make a decision. I ask, what's driving the need for you to make a decision? Is it the heart, head, or gut? Who's telling you that? And when you start to go into that, maybe sometimes it's the heart, right? And the client will say, well, I've actually made decisions, or I went and done something quickly because that's what my heart told me to do. But in fact, they needed the gut or the head to make the decision, because the heart made the wrong decision. Therefore, they've had some bad experiences, so they don't trust themselves as much. Does that make sense?
Mm. It does. However, it's in the bad experiences that you learn.
Ah, so that's going back to our episode about pain, you know, pain and gain. Yeah,
you can learn far more from the perceived failures. It's like the saying says, it doesn't matter if you fall down 8 times, get up 9. The thing with patience is it can also be an excuse for inaction. Why are you not taking a decision? Well, you know, you have to be patient about these things. And that could be a mask, as you said, for the clients who don't have confidence in themselves.
I think that's a really, really good point. We all want to be decisive as leaders, but sometimes being quick with a decision is not actually being decisive. It's actually rushing. And patience leads us to make good decisions when we achieve balance.
The other thing I think we forget to do is reflect on what happened to us in the past. Tiffany just mentioned it there. But as a leader, are we actually looking back and thinking, right, over the past couple of years, I made quick decisions based on X, Y, and Z. How did that work for me? Where was I burned? Where was the success? And what do I then learn from that? Does that then give me that confidence to make the quicker decisions when I need to make them, and, you know, as an example, not missing out on opportunities? But I think we forget to reflect. And if we do reflect, we reflect on what went wrong. We typically don't reflect on what went right for us.
Mm. Yeah, but I would disagree a little bit in that, in as much as I believe it's important to reflect on what went wrong or what didn't work out as well as we had hoped, because that's where we're going to learn.
But do we ever think about when it worked?
We think it went wrong and we take full responsibility for it. We absorb that and it's all because of us that it went wrong. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't quick enough. I wasn't enough. I wasn't enough. Ergo, I can't do this. And it's not true. Nobody who has achieved, let's say, recognizable success, all the big names that are coming into your head right now, none of those people got there without having times where they feel they failed. And they all learn their biggest lessons in those times. People who have success, take sportsmen, okay? You have people who come up through the ranks. Take a footballer. They start off in school. They go to the local club. They live in a small town. They play for the town, but it's a tiny town. And they're the hero. And then suddenly they'll go to a big club and they go from hero to zero. They are not going to be able to achieve anything. They will not, because they've never had to actually learn from when they fell down. So they're just going to give up. It's not for me. However, if you take the time and look at all those so-called mistakes that you feel that you made, that's where you learn. That's where you get stronger. They're not mistakes. They're opportunities. And you look back and you go, okay, what was it that I could have done better at that point, because that's what I'm going to do next time. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. You'll never know until you try.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you've just brought in something else there for me, and that's the word passion, another P. I think passion can fuel patience in a way. Now, that might sound counterintuitive, but somebody that's learning a skill, somebody that's passionate about being able to keep the ball off the ground for 30 minutes is going to patiently keep going and practicing and doing all manner of things to actually refine their skills because they're passionate about the outcome. And it's the same with so much in business, in life, that when we really truly believe in something, when we're truly passionate about it, we will be patient. But patience still has that thought of progress and persistence with it. Mm-hmm. So I'd present passion to you as another P there. This is turning out to be quite an interesting discussion. A lot of P's coming into it.
Just on the passion, if we are too passionate, is that blinding us to make the wrong decision? Or we're executing the wrong thing because we're too passionate? I've been guilty of that, and that's why I raise that. When I'm too passionate, I go too fast and I make the wrong decision.
But you're not making the wrong decision, okay? There's a lot of judgment there. It's not the wrong decision. It's a decision that didn't work out in the way that you wanted to. There's no such thing. There is,
because sometimes your mind is focused on one thing, which is just totally unrealistic. Because you're too passionate, you're blinded and you don't see that if it's realistic or not, and you go and do the wrong thing.
Okay, but the same passion that led you to take a decision rapidly is going to allow you to wake up tomorrow and keep going. If you don't have the passion, you don't have the fuel. If you don't have passion, you don't know why you're doing something. And you have to know why you're doing something. So that's fine. You take a decision, it's the wrong decision, didn't work out, fine. But you're passionate. So then tomorrow you're going to wake up and you're going to try again.
So if we can manage that passion and the passion's realistic, does that give us the urgency to make the right decision at the right time and don't miss opportunities?
I wouldn't use the word urgency. I would say it gives us the impetus to make the decision at the right moment.
Yeah.
I agree
with
your word.
It gives us the perception, another P. Yes. It gives us perception because we need to have a feeling of what the right time looks like. So we need to have that perception. So you need the passion to be able and the impetus to be able to look at what's going on and say, okay, now is the right time. But also the passion is going to allow you to say, I'm not sure if it's the right time, but now is as good as ever.
But that would link back to your heart, head and gut, wouldn't it? Well, takeaways then from this, because one of the things I'm now, the more you've been talking about this, is this about thinking of our longer term vision, thinking about, right, what action do I need to take at certain times, journaling, kind of, I'm just beginning to think, well, what do we do to get the patients right?
For me, if you're looking for a takeaway, don't attach patients with weakness. Don't attach patients with a lack of energy or anything like that. I think patience is actually an active thing, but there does need to be clarity of vision. Where is it our patience is going to take us to? Because we're talking about success, right? Mm-hmm. So where is our patience going to take us to? Are we clear about why that's important to us? Are we clear about how we're going to execute on this? And do we have the resources, or can we get the resources to be able to successfully get either to our end point or to our next milestone? So patience is about moving things consistently, steadily forwards.
I would say my takeaway is that without patience, there is no success. Because if you're not patient, you are by definition impatient. And that will lead to frustration, which will more likely lead to, I'm not doing this. So patience allows you to put one foot in front of the other and be consistent and actually arrive and achieve the success.
Great stuff. Thank you very much indeed.
What about you, Alec? Yeah. Come on, you've not given us your takeaway.
I think for me, and this is a quite, I think, the challenge for listeners then, is where has patience served you well and where has it held you back? And how do you make patience work for you going forward? Mm-hmm. That would be my final question.
I think that's a great point to end on. Patience is a servant.
Yeah.
And not a state, let's say.
Or a tool. Patience.
A tool. Absolutely. Well, we've got to learn how to use tools, though, don't we?
Exactly.
You know, a great tool in the hands of somebody that doesn't know how to use it will never get great results. Mm-hmm. A poor tool in the hands of somebody that really knows how to use it will actually get quite reasonable results. But when you bring the two together, a great tool with great experience, the outcome is a masterpiece.
Quite right. I love that. A masterpiece.
Yeah.
One way to win. Thank you very much, Nick and Tiffany. And until next time.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Leading. If this episode was useful, follow or subscribe so you don't miss the next one, and share it with someone who'd appreciate it. And if you've got a minute, a quick rating or review really helps more people find the show.